There is something unusual happening in Benton County this political season. Democrats are running in more races than they have in a long time. And it's happening on both the state and county levels. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek went to both sides of the aisle to find out what's driving blue candidates to run and what it means for GOP candidates, many of whom often ran unopposed in past general elections.
There are a lot of Democrats running in Benton County elections this year, and people like Scott Brownell are taking notice. Brownell is the chairman of the Republican Party of Benton County.
Actually, I don't mind that at all because I think it's exciting. I think everyone has the opportunity to run for political office. Everybody has a chance to do that. So it's exciting to see that. And we'll see what happens in, you know, the court of public opinion, who triumphs in the end or who's victorious at the ballot box.
Of the 8 Arkansas State House districts in Benton County, Democrats are contesting 7. Of those 7, 6 Democrats are challenging incumbent Republicans. There's also a Democrat running in one of the 3 Arkansas Senate districts in the county. District 3 has been held by Republicans since 2004, and an opposing party candidate hasn't run since then either. Brownell feels the Republican Party and its values had been underrepresented for a long time on the local and national levels until recently.
We have had a real change, I think, in what it is that we, not what we stand for, but others understanding what we believe and what we're trying to accomplish. They're getting the message and they're coming on board. And so we have seen for over the last half dozen years or so, this swing toward a more conservative agenda, more conservative outlook.
Although records show many Benton County State House districts have been led by Republicans for much longer, 7 of the 8 districts have had a Republican representative in office since at least 2004. Brownell says that might have kept a lot of Democrats from running in the past.
And I think that with such a strong Republican presence here in Northwest Arkansas, and again, speaking specifically for Benton County, I think it is discouraging when you have a strong party with strong values. Sometimes you don't want to assail that. You just look at it and say, they're well entrenched and we'll pick a better time to use our resources. And that's really more of a political move.
And that political move seems to be in play in 2018.
They have strategized that with the fervor that's coming on a national scale with President Trump, that the Democrats think that this is a good time to try to unseat some of our Republican candidates and Republican officials.
Jessica O'Toole doesn't deny that.
It's funny. I was actually born a Democrat, I think, in a Republican family, and I've just always been that way.
O'Toole is a member of the Benton County Democrats. She joined when she recently moved to Benton County after spending 10 years living in Ireland with her husband. O'Toole says the experience changed her perspective on politics in the U.S.
I just grew up never considering that, you know, any of these freedoms we enjoy could be taken away, or that everyone in the world doesn't experience the same rights, especially that women in the United States experience.
So when she moved back stateside, O'Toole says she immediately wanted to get involved in the local Democratic Party.
I did find that it did seem like there was an older generation and that they had experienced some challenges, especially when Hillary lost the election, and it was really difficult for people to cope with, and feeling like a lot of the work they were doing, maybe they weren't getting the results they wanted.
But O'Toole says Hillary Clinton's loss and the election of President Trump has also motivated her and other young people to not just vote, but to get involved, and in some cases, to run for office.
I saw a lot of opportunity as being one of the few young people involved. I was really excited, and I just felt this energy, especially being fueled by, we can do something about this.
That something turned out to be Progressive Pints, a Facebook group O'Toole and a friend started last summer.
At first, it was a support group for liberals up here in Benton County, because I think there are a lot of us, but it's easy to feel like there's no other person out there who might think this way.
The concept is simple. O'Toole says the group would meet every other week to talk politics over a pint of beer.
What we started doing was, if we had a meetup for drinks, we would first go to a city council meeting or a county council meeting and really advertise it like, let's go to a meeting, learn what's going on in your government, and then go out for a pint and meet some new friends.
Some of those friends are now running as Democratic candidates for office, from state House and Senate district races to races for seats on the Benton County Court. Gayatri Agnew says joining Progressive Pints is a big part of the reason she's running in House District 93 against Republican incumbent Jim Dodson.
One of the things that came out of that group was a transparency to how our local election processes work, which seats are open, which seats, when filing deadlines are, how you would even choose to run, where you would file, how, like, just this transparency to process, because it does, even if you're paying attention, it does feel like a lot of mystery, and it shouldn't.
And Agnew says it was the women in the Progressive Pints group specifically, who convinced her she has what it takes to run for an office that represents a large portion of the city of Bentonville.
A number of the women in that group asked me, and the first time someone asked me, I was like, oh, you're joking, ha, ha, ha. They said, well, would you ever consider running? And I kind of paused and I laughed, because when someone asks you something that makes you uncomfortable, you laugh. And then I looked at her and I said, maybe. I don't know. Do you think I should?
And a lot of other women have been convinced to run, too. Out of the 7 contested races in the House, Democratic women in Benton County are running in 6 of them. Agnew is also one of the thousands of people who have moved to Benton County, and Bentonville specifically, in the last 5 years. Before that, she grew up outside of San Francisco in California's Bay Area.
I felt like my whole life a little bit of a fish out of water until I moved to Bentonville. And then I was like, oh, I get it. I was always supposed to live in a small town, right? Like, literally, my friends tease me. They're like, oh, you're finally home. It's great. You wanted to be able to know all your neighbors and to walk to the farmer's market.
Agnew says she knows the small town she now calls home is changing, and that she is part of that change.
What I've observed in town is that we have an incredible cadre of committed leaders, and a lot of those leaders are deeply concerned with the future of our community, but those leaders all look the same. And I mean this in a very respectful way, right? They're all older, they're all Caucasian, and they're all male. And that's not a bad thing, but they're all like that.
Agnew says Bentonville needs a more inclusive leadership base that reflects the growing diversity in the community. When she was considering running for office, Agnew says one of the factors that ultimately led her to file to run was wanting to see more of herself in her leaders.
I gave a lot of thought to things like the fact that I'm a mom, I have 2 toddlers, I'm a biracial woman, I'm in a biracial marriage. These are all things that I notice and I observe are different about my family, but they're the same differences that new people coming into Bentonville often have too.
And Agnew isn't only concerned about physical diversity. She says diversity of experience is just as important because legislators tend to think about policy in the framework of who they are.
I grew up on welfare. I was raised by a single mom. My mom's an incredible woman, and I learned a lot from her. And that experience isn't better or worse than somebody else's experience, but it's going to change the way I think about how we approach social services and supports for single women, because I have had a very different experience than other perhaps older or male legislators may have had.
There are plenty of men running as Democrats, too. One of them is Sam Slayton. He's running for Benton County Justice of the Peace in District 8 against incumbent Republican Shirley Sandlin and Libertarian Jeff Wadlin.
I'm running because there are 15 justices of the peace on the quorum that make up the quorum court, and there are 15, all 15 of them are Republican. The entirety of Benton County is not Republican, so I do not think that it is representative of the makeup of the county. In particular, I don't think it's representative of the makeup of Bentonville, which my District 8 almost is entirely Bentonville.
This election, 9 of the 15 Justice of the Peace positions are in contested races. And Slayton says that's good, especially for people in District 8.
Folks in District 8 haven't had a choice at the ballot box in 10 years. There hasn't been anyone other than the incumbent, other than potentially a libertarian here and there, in 10 years. And I feel like when you have leadership that stagnates, ideas start to stagnate, and then the constituencies or the communities in which their constituents live begin to stagnate as well.
Although Slayton did mention he believes it's unfortunate that justices of the peace run on partisan tickets.
I don't think there are a lot of partisan issues at the county level. It's primarily about maintenance of county roads, caring for the homeless population, making sure all those things are kind of taken care of. So I feel like, unfortunately, these races can get a little bit skewed by the rhetoric surrounding the national politics. It can kind of infect some of that local stuff.
Slayton is part of the changing demographic of Bentonville, too, But he says those changes spread beyond the city, as people who move to work in Bentonville live in other parts of the county, which means there's a demographic shift happening there, too.
The fact that we're seeing so many different offices opposed this year is reflective of these broader changes, that folks don't just want to see changes at the street level, you know, in terms of new places to eat, new places to shop, new places to play, new mountain biking trails. They also want to see that change reflected in their leadership and how their leadership thinks about leadership.
Jessica O'Toole of Progressive Pints says by supporting candidates like Slayton and Gayatri Agnew in their races, they're making room for more voices in Benton County.
This area can be a bit of, I'm trying to think of the word, you know, a dichotomy where it's like, you know, the old values that are really important to people, which are completely understandable, the things that we're proud of in this area that, you know, but we also need to include the new people who are coming in, and people can have a really positive impact in making this a great place to live.
The group's other goal, O'Toole says, is to give voters a choice when in some instances they may not have had one for a while. In House District 93, for example, until this year, that seat had only been contested by an opposition candidate once since 2004. Records show four other House races in Benton County haven't been contested in the general election since 2012 or 2010. That's why Scott Brownell, the chairman of the Benton County Republicans, says 2018 is gearing up to be an exciting time in local politics.
I welcome the competition. It keeps us keen and sharp and doesn't allow us to get lazy. And the last thing that we want is a lazy political party that thinks we don't have to work.
Brownell says the county party is supporting candidates who may not have had an opponent to contend with before.
They are obviously aware that they have competition, and so they may be a little bit more keen about what they're doing, strategizing resources. And we do that here at the local level as well with our county resources and our fundraisers, and have to make decisions about which races may need a little bit more help than some of the others.
And Brownell calls the Republican candidates running in Benton County well-qualified and experienced.
I believe we're going to do very, very well come our election.
Jessica O'Toole is feeling positive about what could happen in Benton County come November, too.
It can be kind of a secretive place where you don't really know what the person next to you is thinking. So I feel like this is a very exciting time, and it will be really interesting to see what happens. No matter what, we're laying the groundwork for the years to come. But I think that we are in for some really good surprises in November.
Until then, both parties agree, there's much campaigning to be done, not only to educate voters about each candidate, but to get them to come out and actually vote. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
The general election takes place Tuesday, November 6th. This is Ozarks at Large.